Mary Pigott. The dining room is immaculate with a mahogany table and sideboards, though I'm not sure insect saucers are good for mahogany. Mr. Steele's tablecloths are always snowy and soft. I don't know how he makes that happen. Maybe he purchases new ones every week. I'm not being unkind. He can well afford it. After dinner, the ayah gives me a lamp to take upstairs. I tap at the door and enter the sick room. Nurse Briggs turns away from Mr. Hasty's bed. "How's Mr. Hasty?" I ask.
"Dr. Charles is pleased. Not out of danger, though. You'll have to keep a close eye on him."
"Have you finished for the day?" I pointedly glance at the watch on my bodice.
"Just have to settle, Mr. Hasty. Then I'm off to my little room on the veranda."
Nurse Briggs gives me a tight smile and turns to smooth the sheets and pillows. They look softer than the tablecloth downstairs. I settle myself on the lounge and begin leafing through my prayer book. After about 10 minutes, Nurse Briggs and I look up to see Mr. Wilson standing in the doorway.
"Miss Paget, I thought I'd keep you company for a bit."
"Wonderful." I pat the seat beside me on the lounge.
"Have you found any new prayers for the patient?"
he asks. I nod. "I think simple is best. Shall we?" We sit close together, heads bowed and hands folded. I find the page and start. "Good God, Lord and Father, Creator and Conserver, we pray unto Thee that it would please Thine infinite goodness to have a blessing upon this Thy poor creature, whom Thou hast bound and tied to the bed by most grievous sickness. Receive him into Thy protection." Nurse Briggs looks toward the lounge with a disapproving expression. Has she never heard a prayer before? "Amen," I pronounce for her benefit.
"I'm leaving now,"
Nurse Briggs says as she rubs her hands on her apron, removes it and hangs it on a peg.
"Call me if anything's amiss."
She looks over her shoulder and shakes her head as she leaves the room. In the silence, Mr. Wilson and I sit for a moment. Then, suddenly, Mr. Wilson jumps up and rushes out of the room.
James Wilson. I stand on the downstairs veranda, taking deep breaths. I should never have gone into the sick room. Under normal circumstances, I'm at the female mission 2 or 3 times a week to assist Miss Pigott. With my wife in Scotland, I look forward to visiting a sympathetic friend. But I have no reason to be in the sick room and put myself and Miss Pigott in a compromising position. Miss Pigott is so artless. She has no comprehension of how someone like Nurse Briggs views a married man and an unmarried woman in close proximity, even if Miss Pigott is in her 40s. But I know how quickly tongues can wag. I should never have gone to the sick room, let alone accepted Miss Pigott's invitation to sit beside her. I can hear my wife Katie admonishing me. "Ye be a foolish man," she would say. "Have a care what you're about." William Hasty. Cholera. Poor people get it all the time, but not people like me. A man who climbs Scottish hills in all weather. A man in excellent health. I am a man of God. The Lord is purifying my soul for the work ahead. I admit that at one point I thought he might be calling me to my true home, but I quickly realized he was merely testing my resolve. My bed is in the middle of the room, surrounded by ridiculous netting. I'd rather take my chances with the mosquitoes than be swathed in white gauze.
"Mr. Hasty, are you awake?"
Nurse Briggs, with her raspy voice, disturbs my thoughts. I don't like Nurse Briggs. She's a big woman with a dirty cap and a rough manner. But the night nurse, Miss Pigott, well, she's an angel. Her light touch and gentle voice have guided me through my fever these past few days.
"Dr. Charles is here,"
Nurse Briggs says. Why? All he does is poke, prod, and check my breathing. He comes to the bed and talks to the nurse. "How is the patient?" he asks Nurse Briggs. "Well, I'm sick, obviously." Nurse Briggs reports that I'm restless. Of course I'm restless. I want to get out of this bed.